Bom dia, senhoras e senhores. Sejam bem-vindos à teleconferência de resultados do primeiro
Good morning,
trimestre de
ladies.
2026 da EZTEC. For those
Quarter
who
of
want to listen to the
2026
song
earnings conference call.
nonetheless, please use
For
the
those who want to
translation
listen to
button
this conference
on
call
your
in
browser.
English, please use the translation button in
Lá,
your
você
Zoom
entra em
platform.
contato com a
Hello, my
plateia
name is
para
Pedro
fazer
Lorenzo,
perguntas
head of
diretas.
investor relations at the
Conosco na
company.
apresentação também
Joining
temos o
us
senhor Silvio
today are
Ernesto,
Mr.
presidente da
Silvio
Ernesto
Ernesto
Brasil
Azur,
Asset
CEO and member of the board of
Management. Senhor Samir
directors.
Altaiar, membro da
Mr.
Comissão
Samir
de Gestão e
Altaiar, Vice
Administração da
Chairman of the
empresa.
Board of Directors.
Marcelo Ernesto Azul, vice-presidente
Marcelo
da
Ernesto
empresa.
Azur,
Emílio
VP.
Fugazzi, diretor financeiro e de relações com
And
investidores.
Mr. Emilio Fugazzi, Chief Financial
Informamos
Officer
que,
and
até
Investor
esta
Relations
data,
Officer.
todas
Please
as
note that this event
participantes
is being
estão
recorded and all
conectadas por meio da
participants will be in
teleconferência.
listen-only
Começa a
mode during
realização
the
da
company's
reunião. Em
presentation.
seguida, iniciaremos a sessão de perguntas e
After that,
respostas,
we'll
quando maiores
begin the
instruções serão
Q&A
fornecidas.
session when further
Caso
instructions will be
precise de assistência
provided.
durante a
If anyone
conferência, por
requires
favor,
assistance during this
solicitarão
conference
o número de
call, please
suporte da
request
EZTEC
support from
através
the
do nosso
Investor
chat.
Relations team
Em caso de qualquer
available in the
interrupção,
chat.
reutilize o mesmo link
In case
obtido
of
por todos
connection
os
issues,
participantes do
please
chat
reconnect
EZTEC.
using the same link or ID available on our
EZTEC.br
website,
para sempre conseguirem reparar as
ri.easytech.com.br.
apresentações. Também no nosso site vocês podem encontrar os slides da
You can
apresentação
also
através de
find the
downloads.
presentation
As
slides on our
informações estão
website
disponíveis
under
em
the download
real.br
center.
e
All
BR,
information is
caso necessário.
presented in
Continuamos
Brazilian
com as
reais in
apresentações
accordance
do Brasil
with
Reserve
BR
Brasileiro.
GAAP and IFRS
Antes de
applicable to
começar,
real estate development
gostaríamos de mencionar
entities
que
in
o tal
Brazil unless
reparação do
otherwise
número da
stated.
teleconferência
Before
relativo
we begin, I'd like to
ao
mention
negócio
that
da
any
EZTEC
forward-looking statements
reflete o
made during this
propósito,
conference
metas e
call
objetivos da
regarding EZTEC's
empresa,
business outlooks,
conjuntamente interesses e
including
objetivos
projections
estratégicos
and
e
operational
portfólio,
and financial
bem
targets,
como
are based on the
relativos
company's
a momento
management's
político,
beliefs and
projeções
assumptions,
de
as well as
futuro
currently
e grandes
available
saudações para
information.
a EZTEC.
Remarks about the
Além do
future are
mais,
not guarantees of
incertezas e
performance. They involve
compromissos
risks,
que se
uncertainties, and
referem
assumptions. They refer to
portanto
future risks and
premissas
therefore
propostas
circumstances that may or may not
investidor que
occur.
devem compreender as
Investors should
condições econômicas
understand that
gerais,
general economic
condições
conditions,
econômicas,
industry
fatores
conditions,
operacionais
and
podem
other
afetar
operating
desempenho
factors
futuro da
may
EZTEC
affect
e podem
EZTEC's
prejudicar
future
o desempenho
performance and may lead to
macroeconômico
results
da
that
EZTEC que
differ
eles esperam
materially
enfrentar
from those
considerando
expressed
o
in
futuro.
these forward-looking
Ora, para
statements.
dar início, gostaria de
Now,
passar
to
a palavra
begin,
ao
I'd like
Emílio
to
Fugazzi,
hand it
diretor
over to
financeiro,
Mr.
que
Emilio
iniciará a
Fugazzi,
apresentação.
who will
Por favor, Emílio, pode
start
prosseguir.
with the presentation. Go ahead,
Obrigado, Pedro. Bom
Emilio.
dia a todos e a todas.
Thank
É
you,
um prazer
Pedro. Good
enorme
morning, ladies
estar
and gentlemen.
na
It's a pleasure
teleconferência de
to be
resultados do
here for
primeiro
this
trimestre
earnings
de
call for the first quarter
2026,
of 2026.
demonstrando aqui a força de
This quarter
resultados obtidos
demonstrates the
principalmente
strength
com o
of
aspecto
our results,
operacional,
especially
agora
from
no
the
primeiro trimestre.
operational standpoint
Destaco
in the
já logo
first
de
quarter.
cara a nossa
Our main
proposta de
highlight
lançamentos,
is
com
our launches
225
performance, which was
milhões de reais no
925
primeiro trimestre,
million reais
já
for the first quarter.
uma força muito
This
grande
is the
para
result
o
of
trimestre
a
de
strong effort
2025,
from the
onde
fourth
lançamos
quarter of 2025, when we
782 milhões
launched
de reais. Então, em apenas
783 million reais.
dois trimestres,
So,
já
in
atingimos
two
mais de
quarters only, we
1,6
have reached over
bilhão de reais.
1.6
Se
billion
você
reais.
observasse apenas o ano de
If we were to
2026,
look only at
onde nós
2026,
divulgamos em janeiro desse ano
where we
guidance
posted in
de
January a
lançamentos entre
guidance
3,5
of
e
launches
3,5
between
bilhões de
2.5
reais,
and
já estamos em
3.5
mais de 30
billion
bilhões
reais,
completos só
about
dos lançamentos,
30% of it
4
has been
lançamentos que
covered by the
fizemos
four launches that
nesse
we
primeiro
made
trimestre de
during the first quarter of
2026. Não obstante, um
2026.
forte volume de lançamentos, um forte
It's
volume
a
de vendas
strong
sobre esses
volume
lançamentos,
and we are
lembrando
seeing
que a
strong
companhia
sales
tem
volumes,
aproximadamente
and the company
9 bilhões
holds
de reais
about 9
de produtos
million
vendidos,
reais
mais
in its land
aproximadamente
bank,
4 bilhões de reais
plus
gerentes
about
então
4
da Itaú
billion in
Suíça. Gostaria de ressaltar
land
alguns
under
pontos
suspensive clauses.
lançamentos. Começamos
Now, I'd like to
com
show
Reserva São
you a
Caetano
few of our
Bosque, a
launches.
segunda
We
parte
have
desse
Reserva
projeto.
São Caetano
Segunda parte
Bosque
desse
at its
projeto que
second
já
phase.
encontra
The second
63%
phase is
vendido. O Bosque
63% sold.
vendido, ou a fase Bosque, o terreno de São Caetano é um terreno de quatro
This
fases. No
land in
todo, a
São
fase
Caetano has
Bosque
four
São Caetano
phases. The
já se encontra com
Bosque
quase
phase
60% vendido na
is
sua
60%
totalidade.
sold
Em
in
termos de
total.
voltado para a classe média, apartamentos
It's
de
a middle
33
end
a 64 metros
enterprise
quadrados.
with
Na
apartments from
sequência,
33 to 64
um
square
verdadeiro
meters.
espetáculo no aspecto
And
de
the next
velocidade de
one
vendas,
is
o lançamento do
spectacular in
Metropolitan by Lindenberg,
sales.
que aconteceu ali na
Metropolitan by
Chácara São
Lindenberg.
Antônio, em frente ao
It was
shopping Parque da
launched
Cidade, muito
near Parque
próximo
da
de outros
Cidade Mall,
empreendimentos nossos, como o
in Chácara
Lindenberg,
Santo Antônio, very close
Altas
to
Nações, como o Crown Park
Lindenberg,
da
Alto das
Cidade,
Nações,
o Wister Towers,
Parque da
uma região
Cidade,
com
Esther Towers.
bastante demanda,
This is a
mas
region
difícil de
that
produzir,
has
que é um
been
produto
receiving a lot of
luxuoso,
demand for this
de
kind of
22
product,
a
which
74 metros quadrados.
has
Nesse
apartments
caso,
from
para a EZTEC
22 to 74 square meters.
70%,
So
a construtora Adolfo
we
Lindenberg
hold
tem
70% of
30%,
this, and
nós aqui
Lindenberg holds 30%,
86%
and
vendido
86%
até a data de
has
hoje,
been
o que já
sold
vislumbra o
until
primeiro
today,
trimestre em reconhecimento de
which
receita.
is a revenue of 56 million reais in addition to this quarter's revenue. Another spectacularly performing launch was Cidade Parque Guarapiranga. In partnership with Cury, we have five phases to be launched in this area, and the first one was launched with 100% of units sold, which is 146 million reais in additional PSV. These results have been recognized, so the income from this phase is already posted. The next one is Casa Nacional. This is our own land on Roque Petroni, very close to Morumbi Mall. It's very well located, and it allows the company to do at least three launches. Apartments are 114 to 136 square meters, and 16% has been sold until this date. And our understanding is that in this kind of launch, this is the right speed because we are at the appropriate price level and we're very well positioned in the region. And that concludes it. I'd just like to mention that in the second quarter, we have already launched one more phase of the São Caetano area, which is Grand Resort Reserva São Caetano. 14% of it has been sold. It was just recently launched at the end of April. So, looking at the three phases, the Bosque phase has been 58% sold, Parque 70% sold, and now we are starting the Gran Resort Reserva phase, and 40% of it has been sold. I'd like to remind you that this was started in the fourth quarter. So thus far, in less than 6 months of launches, we have had absolutely incredible sales for these projects. 100% of EZTEC in the last 5 to 6 months. Finally, still on launches, we are going to see Azure Resort Life. It's an enterprise in Osasco, close to the Bradesco headquarters, with apartments from 63 to 120 square meters. And we're going to add 400 million reais in PSV this quarter. Now let's talk about deliveries. This is not as relevant as it was in 2025 for the company. We have 951 million reais in deliveries, and in the first quarter, we delivered Chanés Street with 75% of units sold. And it represents a PSV of 176 million. So this shows that our inventories are low in this kind of product as well. The next ones to be delivered in the second quarter are East Blue, Lindenberge, Ibirapuera, and all of them have been selling very quickly. So on average, everything that is being delivered until today, 80% has been sold, and 20% has remained in our inventory thus far. So that concludes our operational highlights. Now, net sales, we reached 697 million reais in net sales this quarter. The main highlight is the size of our growth versus the first quarter of 2025, which was 377 million. So it was an 85% growth. Nonetheless, we can also see the last 12 months. A year ago, we were at around 1.7 billion a year, and now we are close to 2.3 billion reais in sales for the year. Contract cancellations are under control, and we're following the same monthly dynamics that we also saw in the fourth quarter. So here we have launches and sales behaving very well. And in the next quarters, we're going to start to see this going into our revenue. So this will impact our financial and operational results. And now we can start discussing our financial highlights. Net revenue is starting the year at 323 million reais. This net revenue mainly comes from the sales of the enterprises that have been launched, some of the ones that are still under construction, but although right now we have 19 areas in execution, we are starting construction for all of these enterprises, so we should expect more traction in the next quarters. In our net revenue, we also have 102 million reais in completed inventory. This was better than the fourth quarter of 2025. As a reminder, we often see sell-side reports and see worries about our inventory, but we are completely aligned with these concerns on the completed inventory. And this quarter, we're starting to see a recognition of the revenue, which is important when it comes to selling this inventory. There was a completion of the suspensive clauses for the Metropolitan and Cidade Parque enterprises. So with that, we can continue with our gross profits. Our gross margins are 38.7%, which is in line with what you've seen in our results to be appropriated. No expected or actual jumps here. The difference between our gross margin and the reference margin will always be due to the financing programs, which has been 2 to 2.5 percentage points, and about half of the RET tax, specifically PIS and COFINS. Now, our financial results. This was also a highlight for the company. A significant part of it is due to our fiduciary alienation portfolio. We are continuing to grow. $615 at the end of 2025 versus $661 this quarter. The main highlight here was the volume. If you look at the 43 million reais in payments in amortization, if we were to look at this at an annual rate, this is about 30% of amortization. And this is for the yearly portfolio. And this demonstrates the strength of our portfolio and the fact that people are seeing this as a new bridge. As a reminder, this is an IGP portfolio, which means that in the next 3 months, we will have an additional financial result due to IGP, which has gone up in the last few months. And this is an average a rate of 10.2%. We know that in this area, we are creating a bigger inventory at the 12% rate. Now, the company's net profit in ROAE, we are at 120 million in net profit with an ROAE of 11.1%. We also can see the results we have here for our shareholders' equity. Most of what we see here are areas operated by the company. When you look at the table that is produced by our investor relations team, you're going to see the enterprises that are operated by EZTEC, except for Parque Guarapiranga. So all of these make up the company's business efforts in real estate development. When we look at the results that led to Parque Avenue this quarter, this is 50% under EZTEC, but it's completely managed by the company. Now, continuing with dividends. 25% of our net income represents 28 million. The date is May 14. And these dividends will be paid on May 29, 2026, which is about 10 cents per share. Now, to conclude, before we hand it over to Silvio Zarzur, I have to mention the company's capital structure. This quarter, given the cash generation that we've been having because of repasses that are taking place and the debt payments, we have some net cash. 7 million versus 147 at the end of 2025. As a reminder, at the holding, our position is much more comfortable for the consolidated figure, with with that being said, I will now hand it over to our CEO for his closing remarks before we continue with the Q&A. Go ahead, Silvio. I'd just like to say that this quarter, sales have been very strong. We were able to sustain an aggressive commercial policy. We were very good with our media. The way the products reacted was very positive. We're always concerned about the future scenario. You know, with the war, with some civil construction price hikes. This is always a concern, but I think we're surpassing what we had foreseen in a couple of areas. From my perspective, it's still acceptable if we want to sustain this sales speed. So if we don't have any other negative factors, we're going to keep this under control. Emilio mentioned our alienation portfolio, and it's very strong. We have a lot of sales in this area. As you saw, we had a net increase of 50 million. A net increase of 50 million, and this is a very important sales device. It helps the company to control the interest rates we offer to our clients. So we can use it if we need to, so that we can add speed to the company's sales and improve our PSV. We've also been able to sustain engineering costs under control. I'm not saying that we're not going to be affected by what we're seeing. But this has been mapped, we understand what is happening, and we've been able to face it in the best way possible. The company is perfecting its administrative side. Our governance is improving. So I think the company is leaving the level it had before when we were a smaller company. And now we have governance tools of a big company. So that's it. I don't know if Marcelo has anything to say. Yes, just adding to what Silvio said, we had a record quarter with expressive sales. Launches have been significant as well. Our construction is completely under control, and this is aligned with our market. So, we are very strong in selling our inventory and the products that are under construction. So, with this entire effort, and if the market lets us, we're still going to overcome all of the records for this year. Thank you, Marcelo. So thank you, gentlemen. And now we will open up for a questions and answers session. We're going to start from sell side. according to this order that was previously established and is listed on the screen. Please raise your hand, and if time allows, we will also receive questions from the chat. If we are unable to answer your question, please send it to our investor relations team so that we can answer you. The first question will be asked by Mr. Igor from Goldman Sachs. Go ahead, sir. Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me? Yes. Thank you. Thank you for taking my question. I'd like to ask about the first about the main topic in the industry, which is the construction costs. With the war, INCC is going up, but we know that your construction basket doesn't necessarily reflect that. So should we expect EZTEC to be impacted by inflation? If you can tell us anything about that, that would be helpful. And the second point is the JV results here. This was a strong lever in your results, and this also happened in the previous quarters. So I'd just like to know what we can expect from now on, if this will continue, and especially if you can tell us about low-income projects. We know that about 100% of the Cury project has been sold. So what is your appetite for the low-income area? If you can tell us anything about that, that would be great. Thank you.
Sobre o custo da construção,
so about construction costs.
Responder.
Let me answer that. EZTEC has very accurate controls, and we showed relevant savings last year. So we have our eye on all the stages of this of our construction. We have some materials that have been purchased in advance, like PVC, copper. So we bought a lot of materials in advance. I think in some materials we're going to see higher prices, but this will not affect our constructions that much, and we will definitely have positive results. If it doesn't get worse, of course, we'll be able to surpass these challenges easily. And this is not new for us. Speaking only about the last 10 years, I'm not going to talk about the last 40 years, but, you know, we had the COVID pandemic where the supply chain was significantly disrupted. Then we had the Ukraine war, which also had a significant impact. And now we're seeing this new war. So when we look at supplies, first of all, we have controlled our prices versus NCC. We're keeping our eye on that. And we did this many times, and we will do it again. So this is a business in which each project takes 4 years. So when you look at these issues, they have been cyclical. This happens, you get an impact, and then the impact dissipates. So we have our inventory. We have the inventory under construction. We'll be able to get a better margin from that. We're going to see some new things being built over some time. And we're going to be affected, but this will tend to dissipate. You also talked about a detachment from ICC and the cost centers. We've controlled it, but then it loses control again, and at certain points it will improve again. So at some point, INCC will reach the company's costs. So we will continue to adjust our sales to the INCC. It might be slightly higher. We expect it to be around 8.5 to 9 this year. So we have good margins, and we can control it with our margins. And we have several instruments. So I don't think we're going to be affected negatively by this aspect. So that answers your first question. And partnerships are a natural part of our business. In this case, it's not a partnership, it's a controlled area, but this is contributing to with 8 million this quarter. It was 16 million in total, but we are getting 8% of that. So it was 7 million, excuse me. Right, but it was about 1.5 billion. Emilio is telling me that it's about 1.5 billion total. We have other partnerships that we're looking at with Lindenberg, and we have several partnerships. And we continue to invest in that. And once again, this is all cyclical. We're going to see an increase in launches. And as we have planned in our partnership, this will add to our contributions. So we have an exposure in low income with the partnerships that have been taking place right now. And we're and we've acquired a land area with a PSV of 1.5 billion. Half of this is Cirela's, but we purchased their share, and we have 1.5 billion to perform internally. We have a couple more acquisitions that will be used in the low income sector, and which we can develop internally. So we're getting prepared to work directly again in this area. I don't think we it will take very long to go back to this market. So this land area is significant. We have another one, which is about 400 million. So, and this is dedicated to the low-income bracket. Does that answer your question? Yes, that was clear. Thank you. The next question will be from Itaú Bank. It will be asked by Mr. Osiris. Go ahead. Hi, everyone. My first question is about demand. You mentioned potentially reaching 8.5 or 9. During the COVID pandemic, it seems like the demand reduced a lot when IFCC improved. So I'd just like to understand your side on about this. Is this a concern for you? Are you comfortable with this volume of launches that you have for the guidance? And I'd also like to understand more about your cash generation. Do you still see a good cash flow volume for the next quarters, or has most of this already been passed? Thank you.
Elvis, é assim, ó. A demanda, ó,
assim, nós batemos o recorde de venda, né?
Well,
Então,
we reach record sales from the demand side. So, of course, we get concerned. If you're responsible, you're always concerned. If your goal is to launch over R$3 billion, and our aim is, of course, to surpass our guidance, so we get concerned. But it's going very well, and this quarter we started selling very well. So what I can tell you is that yes, it is a concern, but while the engine is running, we can't stop. So we can't stop, but we have financial models. And in order to manage the company, we have to keep an eye on it. We're looking at sales. It is a concern. We're doing well. Considering that it will be better, but what's our margin here? It was 37, so 3% more or 3% less won't make a big difference. If it's because of these 3%, I mean, we're going to continue selling, we're going to sustain our IRR, our sales. So we know how to operate with this. And I also want to remind you of something. We're operating at these margins in a very adverse market, and that is without considering the war. The interest rates are at about 15, so this is already terrible for the market, and we're still able to sustain this margin. Now, when the market improves, we'll be able to expand that margin significantly. So just as we're selling for less to sustain our liquidity, this is our specialty. When we see that there's any space to grow, we'll see a big difference between sales prices and costs. Whenever we get the chance, we're going to get as much as we can. So when the market is positive, we can multiply our profits again. And if the market is poor, we'll have to reduce our margins a bit more. But we don't expect to reduce our speed or any of that. Elvis, and to answer your question about cash generation, the situation we're currently in the first quarter, we still haven't generated what was calculated based on the fourth quarter of 2025. There are things that are still being passed on. There are apartments that are still being registered. So,
2026,
except for the land areas that can be purchased, this is a year that will generate net cash.
No segundo tri já está acontecendo, inclusive pelas entregas que
This
nós estamos
is already happening in the second quarter. And this will continue till the next quarter. So cash generation is still happening. If you look at our balance, we have about R$1 billion in receivables in our inventory, and I said that there was R$660 million in fiduciary alienation. So at the end of the first quarter, we have a significant amount that is still in transit. We're talking about sales and the revenue it generated. Elvis, does that answer your question?
Claríssimo, pessoal. Muito
Very
obrigado.
clear. Thank you.
Obrigado, bom dia, Elvis. Pedro.
Nossa próxima pergunta vem do banco JP Morgan, através do
The next question is from JP Morgan, and it will be asked by Mr.
Obrigado,
Jonathan.
Pedro.
Thank you, Pedro. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for your time. I have two questions on my side. The first is about the land sales that you had before. If you can tell us why this didn't progress, was it because of you or the seller? And also, if you can talk about Star Towers, if you are expecting it to for the first tower to be concluded by the end of the year. And what has the conversation been like with other potential renters? Thank you.
Oi, Jonathan. Bom dia. Obrigado
Hi,
pelas
Jonathan.
Perguntas.
Good morning.
Essa
Thank
questão
you.
Que a gente até coloca no nosso release sobre
So we've included a line in our release about this.
É uma transação que foi feita em 2012.
This was a transaction that took place in 2012. We give up on this purchase and this recovery was judicialized. This ended at the end of 2026. A negotiated, we negotiated the settlement, and this generated 23 million reais in revenue. And about 5 and 6 million was the value that was initially given as a deposit. So,
O custo disso, que eram 5 milhões de
the
reais,
cost of this was about 5 million reais, and we reversed this provision in other revenues, which gave us a balance of 23 million. I'd just like to add something. This is per administration. So when you buy something and the other side doesn't comply with what was said, and if you can convert this into profit for the company, that's good. When you recover the cost paid, this is good management. When you manage anything in the company, we recently recovered the company's approval, which was 40 million. It didn't go to the balance yet, but it will at one point. So we've recovered this from authorizations that had been granted. So an important part of the company's results is managing things carefully. We have Emilio, Marcelo, Suave, Silvio, Amura, and the other directors who are here. Marcio Siqueira. Everyone is managing the company very closely. So being careful, I mean, if I were to tell you what happens here, across each business, we are getting better results. Sometimes we get things for very low prices and then sell them at higher prices. And this was one such case. In this case, we were able to get this result, which was significant. And about Esther, Jonathan, we're at the end stage signing the contract with the first renter in these 10,000 meters. So we've been seeing a strong demand from customers who are looking for some space, clients who want very good spaces, and there are very few players in the market that have this contiguous area. So we're very excited about the next few years. And we're going to give you some very good news. Does that answer your question, Jonathan? It does. Thank you. Thank you, Pedro. Thank you. The next question will be asked by Mr. Rafael Reder from Safra Bank. Go ahead, Rafael. Hi, good morning, everyone. Thank you. I have two questions that I'd like to discuss here. First, about the inventory, your completed inventory. A part of this repassing process is ending now, so I believe that helps in selling the units you delivered. From a qualitative perspective, what initiatives do you have that might help with the liquidity of these products? And another point I'd like to ask about is the fiduciary alienation portfolio. You mentioned that this would be used to boost sales, but I'd just like to understand if there's a level that you believe would make you not so comfortable, because this has been a very significant factor contributing towards your results. Hi, Rafael. Like I said, we're also concerned about our inventory. We've been making many campaigns. And like I said in the beginning of the presentation, we are making a very strong campaign with Smiles, a mileage program, through a partnership. And we believe that we will be able to sell our inventory very well, more than before. So we have margins that we can sell, and we will definitely sell more than we had in the past. We had a strong campaign with actor Selton Mello in the first quarter. So we didn't sell exactly what we wanted, but it was a reasonable amount. And now we will be even stronger with Smiles. We have to do something that draws people attention. And this campaign will do that. We also mentioned that we're going to invest more in media than we already are. And we opened a new selling company recently. We have Tech Vendas, which is a sales machine, and it's been selling, well, it's a spectacular company. It's been working very well, and we also have Easy Brokers, which is strong. It's representing about 15 to 20% of our general sales, which is a significant number for a company that is just starting. So imagine this, Tech Vendas sold this year about 40% more than in the first quarter of 2025. And Brokers has been selling 20% of this, of the general sales volume. 80% was done by Tech Vendas and 20% was done by Brokers. And this also helps to sell our inventory. With these companies working the way they are, this is going to help us with liquidity. Sorry, excuse me, it was Danton Mello, not Selton Mello. And this was a real life opportunity. They're very similar. So I'm going to talk about the alienation portfolio. You asked if there was a comfortable level for that. I'd just like to remind you of this. One of the highlights was that we started 2026 with 615 million. We generated new AFs representing 70 million with interest rates of 20 million. So that's 90. And we received 43 million in payments in that quarter. So although we grew 90 million, at the end, half of that from that portfolio was reduced in payments. So this is a very liquid portfolio now. We're not concerned about reaching this comfortable level because the amortization level is quite high. So we hope to use this as a sales tool. Yes, and we can pass on a part of it. If we see that, you know, for any reason that this is changing, it's very easy to pass this on. Very easy. A PA is very easy, at least a part of it, but we also like to have it in the company. Rafael, does that answer your question?
Não, perfeito. É super claro. Só rapidinho aqui da carteira.
Perfect. If I can also ask something else, in your portfolio, what's the average duration? Is it still 10 years? Rafael, it's lower than that. Pedro has a description in the release of how the duration is doing. But you'll notice that a large part of it is in the SEC system. So if we were to split this into two, it would be a 60-40 split. So the average maturity is about 8 years. But when you look at the amortization volume, it's about 30% a year. So that reduces the average time to less than 4 years. So the liquidity is incredible, despite having an average maturity of about 8 years. Perfect. That was very clear. Thank you. Thank you, Rafael. Pedro? Thank you, Rafael. The next question will be asked by Ms. Fanny Orang from Santander Bank. Go ahead. Hi, everyone. Good morning. I have a couple of questions. The first one, well, I always remember Emilio saying that when he goes to a booth to buy, clients are looking more at the INCC than the future interest that they will contract. What I'd like to hear from you is what your perception of the demand is due to this deterioration in INCC. If clients already have this perception, and if in the future this can impact your pipeline for the year. That's my first question. The second question is about G&A. We noticed that this is a bit lower than what you had before, and you talked about contracting. So if you can share with us what perspectives you have in this line and what hires you have. That's it. Thank you. Of course, when customers listen to this, this is discomforting, but this is not worse than what they had, you know, when they had their money only getting 50% a year in the bank. The psychological aspect in practice leads to decisions that are not exactly the ones we expect. So we have record sales, and why is that? Because people understood that this 15 doesn't pay for what happens to the real estate prices. And buildings that are nearly ready or ready. And then when they get there, they realize that they'll need to pay 13% more. But they can get something that has already been built or that has already included all of its costs there. So I do think that this is a concern for customers, but like I said, we expect to see a variation of 3% of the INCC or 3.5. Our margin is 34, excuse me, 37. So that's my first point. And also, when you postpone this throughout the, and when you dilute this through the contract, it gets diluted. So I have no doubt that this will impact the sales speed, but I understand that the company, if it actively manages these issues, will sustain. I know that the company is able to sustain its sales speed. Things can get worse. The war started, and we don't know when it's going to end. But right now, as things are, with the increases we're seeing and with the current scenario, I understand that we can, in the case of our company, sustain these sales speeds and volumes, even if we have to see a lower margin. And I'd also like to say this: the operational level, as we saw in 1 year, increased significantly. So when we compare what we did in 1 year to what we did to the previous 12 months, it went up significantly. This hasn't been reflected in our revenue yet. In our projects, these land areas are not so relevant. So we will see it going up as construction advances. So we had some operational cost increases. The company is becoming more professional. And there was a number of directors working with lower salaries. And we have to adjust this as we hire professionals to come into new positions. But when we look at the percentage of what was sold, it did not go up. What happens is that in the accounting system, we still haven't increased our operational volume. How much did we sell this quarter? And how much was in our revenue? So we sold 700, and in our revenue, we had 300. So when we get the remainder, this expense will be diluted. And this happens as we execute this. I don't know if I explained it very well, but so just to add to this answer, Fanny, I think Silvio explained our operational growth, and I think you want to understand what this represents in this quarter. Well, in the first quarter, we have a this is the proxy for the year of 2026. So what we expect, well, this represents the growth that we had and the adjustments that are being made to our administration. And the directors and the changes to the company. Does that answer your question?
Respondeu sim. Super obrigada, pessoal.
It does. Thank you. Thank you, Fanny. Pedro. Thank you, Fanny. The next question will be asked by Mr. João Pedro Rodrigues from XP. Go ahead. Good morning, everyone.
Bom dia, obrigado pela oportunidade de fazer perguntas. A minha pergunta vai
Thank you
mais
for taking my questions.
do mercado.
I'd like to ask about the corporate market, commercial enterprises. We're seeing some news about the Faria Lima region having some renters leaving, going to Chucri Zaidan and Rebouças as new corporate destinations. And we've also seen that rent is expected to go up in Chucri Zaidan.
e menciona atividade forte, né, na região.
And they
Queria
mentioned that that
entender qual é a
activity is
visão de
very
vocês
strong.
para a
So
região
I'd like to understand
especificamente.
your take for your vision for the Xukrizaidan region. If you expect rent there to catch up in the next few years, especially to Rebouças, there seems to be a strong difference between these two regions. And how do you imagine this will influence rental demands and your future sales? Thank you.
Pega aqui, eu estou segurando assim. Bom dia, João. Ô, João, assim,
João,
primeiro
good
assim,
morning.
o Ster Towers, eu acho que ele é o
First of all,
melhor
about
projeto,
Esther
mais
Towers,
bonito
this is the
projeto
best
de São
project, the
Paulo.
most beautiful
Ele tem
project
ponto
that
entre as duas torres. Então, assim,
São
até
Paulo
onde
has
vai
with the two towers, we're
aceitável
not going
lá,
to
um preço
accept
raso lá. Nós estamos
a
querendo
reasonable
até
price for it.
clientes premium, que está aparecendo clientes premium, pagando
We're expecting
um valor
premium
razoável lá,
customers, and we are getting
que
them.
acha
They're paying
justo.
reasonable prices,
E
which we
assim, tenho
believe are
certeza,
fair for the product. And
nesse próximo ano, a gente deve encher uma torre e talvez até a
in the
segunda
next
torre a
year, we
gente
will fill a tower, and maybe even the second
tem
one
possibilidade, porque tem clientes querendo saber, primeiro, que eles estão
can be
atrás de
filled. As
áreas
I
que
said,
só
there
lá
are customers who are
tem. E talvez
looking
mais
for
uma
areas that
frente em
only
São Paulo.
exist
Então, assim,
there.
a gente está muito confortável
So we're feeling very comfortable
com o
about
produto que a
this
gente tem lá
with
e
the
está
product that we
achando que
have there.
agora a gente vai a hora da gente beber água
And I think,
e vamos
you
fazer
know,
isso
now is the
acontecer.
time in which we're going to get the
Sim,
results and we're going to
com
make this
certeza.
happen.
Estou para
We're
convidar o
confident.
Rafa. Estamos confiantes.
It's not that we're certain, but we're confident.
Obrigado, João. Respondendo a sua pergunta?
Does that answer your question, João?
Respondeu sim, pessoal.
It
Obrigado.
does. Thank you.
Obrigado, João.
Thank you, João.
A nossa pergunta agora vem do Banco Bradesco,
The next
através
question will
do
be asked
Pedro Lobato.
by Bradesco Bank,
Pedro,
represented by
pode
Mr.
prosseguir.
Pedro Lobato. Go ahead, sir.
Bom dia, pessoal. Obrigado
Good
pelo
morning,
espaço.
everyone.
Queria entender com vocês como é que vocês têm visto
Thank you.
a
I'd like to
pressão de mercado
understand
que
your
a gente tem visto
take
vocês
on the
aí,
competition.
participantes únicos, pelo menos entre os listados que têm sido mais
You're
atuantes aí, digamos,
at
no,
least, you
nesse
know, one of
mercado,
the
né? E tem performado
Only
muito bem.
companies that
Então,
is
queria
publicly
entender
traded that
se
has been working in
relativamente
the
ao mercado
middle
de vocês,
income
vocês veem alguma
bracket and has been performing very well.
alguma questão
So,
de competição mais fraca
do you
mesmo
believe that the
nesse
competition
segmento?
is weaker in this
Ou
segment?
se, enfim, a competição ainda segue firme
Or is
e nada
competition
mudou.
still strong?
E a segunda é a cabeça para dividendo, né? Dado que
I'd also like to
o
ask
Emílio mencionou
about
aí que a
dividends.
perspectiva de geração de
Emílio
caixa
mentioned that
é muito boa. Né? Então, colocando tudo na conta,
Cash
quanto ainda
generation is doing
pagar,
very well, so
enfim, e o que vocês imaginam, o que deveria ser um trigger aí para um
what do
aumento
you
na
think
distribuição?
will
Obrigado.
trigger an increase in payouts?
Pedro. Obrigado pela pergunta.
Thank you for your question,
Pedro,
Pedro.
então, eu acho que é mais um setor regional,
I think this is a regional
em setores, né? Você vai para São Caetano, por
industry. If
exemplo,
you go to São
nós não
Caetano,
temos uma
for
competição,
example,
você tem
we
Tatuapé,
don't have
né? Para o
the
mercado
same competition
de
that we
lá. O
get
mercado de
in
Tatuapé é
Tatuapé.
muito mais
Of course,
forte
the
que tem
Tatuapé market is much
em São
stronger
Caetano,
than
mas
São
ali a gente
Caetano,
tem
but
concorrentes muito
we have a
fortes
number of
trabalhando
competitors
no
there who are
Tatuapé.
very
Mas
strong
quando
and who are
você vai para São
working
Caetano,
in Tatuapé.
meio um pouco, estou falando de
But in
gente
São
inteira, nós somos
Caetano,
jovens no Legal, hein?
We are the only ones in the middle income bracket. So this gives us a better selling conditions. It's a tight market. You know, everyone was in São Bernardo do Campo, São Caetano, Santo André, Guarulhos, and Osasco. We saw recurring losses, and there's a different way of working there. There's another point as well. These are major enterprises. So when you launch 600 apartments in the same building with a 50-meter pool, I mean, that's a working methodology, and it's one way of working. I'm talking about São Paulo here. So, of course, when you're in Osasco or in São Caetano, you have less of a competition than you do when you go to Tatuapé. This is just an example when it comes to middle income, but if you look at the sector as a whole, there's a lot of competition when you look at São Paulo. But I think São Paulo was a bit left behind and gave us some space to work in. Should I start the answering about dividends? So Pedro, to answer your question about cash generation and dividends, Pedro, this is a year in which net cash generation is a reality, considering how much we delivered in 2025 and the first quarter of 2026. But the company is intending to launch 2.5 to 3.5 billion this year, which is significantly higher than the last year's. From a practical perspective, of course, considering all of the external market factors, the company intends to continue at these levels. Notice how our land bank was purchased to be used in the next 3 years. And we have an additional year due to the suspension clause. So when we look at the city of São Paulo, the greater São Paulo area, all the time it takes to develop these projects, get licensed, and launch them, this would not be enough. So we do need to get this, and this is one of our considerations. So given the events that we have the elections this year, we have the World Cup, and we're expecting a higher sales volume. So when we understand the scenario for 2026, then we'll be able to plan this payout as we had in 2024 and 2025. Well, Emilio is very conservative, and we are as well, but I want to remind you that we had a huge payout at the end of 2025, which advanced some of the dividends, which doesn't mean that throughout the year, you know, we won't be able to do more safely. If that does, if we do think it's possible, we will do it, but we'll need to look at the future scenario, how business will develop, how our liquidity is doing, and our goal is to pay out above 25% on the medium term, so 1 or 2 years.
Pedro, respondemos a sua pergunta.
Does that answer your question, Pedro?
Respondido, pessoal.
It does. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Thank you, Pedro. Have a good day and a good weekend. The next question will be asked by BTG Pactual. And it will be asked by Mr. Gustavo Fabris. Go ahead.
Oi, pessoal. Bom dia.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. I have a single question when it comes to gross margins. You have higher margins due to these older projects, but you also have newer ones starting this year. So my question is about how you see this gross margin trajectory for the next quarters and also for 2026, for the full year of 2026. Thank you.
Gustavo, obrigado pela pergunta. Bom dia.
Hi, Gustavo. Thank you for your question. Good morning. So, Gustavo, I like the graph that we have on page 8 of the release, where they mention the gross margin variations per season of a project. So your question is very fitting, because then we'll be able to talk about the fact that when you look at the most recent seasons, it's about 33% gross margins. When you look at the older ones, they are above 40%. The inventory that's being formed has margins above 40%, which gives us some room to work in the commercial area. We can have sales campaigns based on this. On the other hand, with the newest seasons, it's important to mention that we have the AVP effect, and that removes at least 4 percentage points from our margins in each of these, especially because we're at a high level of interest rates. So AVP is being done at a higher rate, and it basically concludes at the end of the enterprise. Also, there's a significant sales component here that happens over time. The land has been paid for, so within the customer's receivables, we have the construction cost in INCC, and the margins plus the land is free of INCC in the margins. So as you have higher INCC phases, the more recent launches will have a better margin recovery and will be much closer to our current REF. So I have the conviction that the REF that we're showing to you, which is at around 39, and as you can see in this release, is a proxy of the company's future result. That includes the next seasons that we've been discussing. Any comments, Theo? Yes, what Emilio is saying is that INCC changes year on year on the project's results. So if something is launched this year, it will be affected by INCC next year and the next and the next. So this margin varies and it will reach the levels that we had before. Again, we're working in a very adverse market. I've never worked in such a difficult market as the current one. We have excess supply, 15% interest rates. There's a number of factors. So as a real estate developer, we have to go and find the customers where they are. And that is what makes these margins this low. So when interest rates go down, if the environment is better in Brazil, then we can get better margins. This is accounting. If we keep the sales as they are, I understand that we're going to keep the same margins. But if the business environment improves, then our margins will also go up. When the sales volume increases, when we double our volume, we're going to have G&A dilution, but we still haven't received that. Now that we got 600 million in the first half of the year, you'll see that SG&A will go down and the base will go up. So what Emilio is saying is that there's an accounting side. There's a part that is given. And what I'm saying is that with the market, we can overperform. Similarly, if interest rates go up to 20, we will underperform. That's it. Gustavo, does that answer your question?
Tá ótimo, pessoal. Muito claro. Obrigado.
Yes, thank you.
Obrigado, Gustavo. Bom dia, Pedro.
Thank you, Gustavo. Have a good day. The next question will be asked by Citibank, and it will be asked by Mr. Piero Trotta. Go ahead, sir.
Bom dia, pessoal. Obrigado pelo espaço.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Thank you for this call. I have two questions. The first one is a quick follow-up about INCC. I'd just like to understand what you expect, since some suppliers are already passing on this price through their end products. Do you believe that there will be some detachment between your cost basket to INCC? So we know that the basket there is different from EZTECH, and if you think there's a possibility of being some detachment. We know that receivables are adjusted based on INCC, but if your costs go up, then it could be higher than your adjusted receivable. That's my first question. My second question is, do you see any difference in appetite for banks in LTV percentage or interest rates? Because a part of it is being passed this year and a part of it was passed last year. So I'm asking because of the 5% that was released for FSH, and I don't know how much you do with Caixa, but its budget went up from 65 billion to 90 this year. So I'd just like to understand if there was any change in appetite in the banks. That's all. Thank you. Piero, as I said earlier today, there is an increase in INCC, but this is under control at EZTEC. It might be detached by 2 or 3% versus the cost, but we can equalize this. But if the war continues, if we have any other factors, we can fix this. We had a control mechanism. Last year, we had a significant savings. So we're prepared to go through this period without any major issues. Piero, it's a pleasure to talk to you. This issue that you mentioned is happening in the following way. In the last 12 months, we had significant repasses because of the projects that we delivered over some times. What we realized was that our bank, which was Itaú specifically, made a huge effort to absorb these units, and we do see an effort to pass costs on through these levels of rates. And these are market rates. Sometimes a bank will make an additional effort if they are financing a project through the rate or through the total volume that they need to finance for those clients. So when we look at fiduciary alienation, in the past, on average, a reasonable time was 5% only. And in this period, it was 25%. So that means that 75% of enterprises were really passed on to banks. And that demonstrates that Banks have made a significant effort about this. Did that mandatory percentage make a big difference? And this is my opinion, okay? I think it makes a bigger difference for corporations, but not necessarily individuals. Individuals, in this case, the big difference was the number of clients under a guarantee. This also makes a big difference, but the mandatory part is mostly for corporations. Does that answer your question, Piero? Sorry, I was on mute. Yes, that was very clear. Thank you. Thank you, Piero. Have a good day and a good weekend. Well, since there are no further questions, I will now hand it over to our directors for their closing remarks. I'd just like to mention one thing, which is the administrative security and the business security. In the company, we try to be aggressive. We try to find a good level of profits, a good ROAE. We know that we owe you in that sense. We have to give an ROAE to the company and we need to post better profits. And I think that is the main goal of this acceleration. But our results are being delivered safely. So we're confident that we're not getting into trouble, that we're not going to get any issues, have a liquidity problem, or have a significant cost issue. So we're being aggressive, but keeping it safe. So we will reach the profitability that we need, but in order to do it, we won't let go of our safety. So administrative safety, governance, being aggressive, and managing the company well, because this is our obligation. We're being very careful about our management, and I'm speaking here about the entire board of directors. We're conservative, but we are also aggressive, and we're focusing on sales. The company is all about development. It's not a bank. It's all about development. We're buying land, we're selling, we're doing engineering. This is what the company has in its DNA. So I'm very confident about our future. Adding to what he said, in the last 2 years, we organized the company. We're posting record over record in the last few quarters. These are difficult times. Interest rates are high. All we need is for interest rates to be lower. And when that happens, we'll be able to sell a lot and profit very much. Thank you very much. Thank you for your attention. Have a good day and a good weekend. This concludes the company's conference call. Feel free to use our AI solutions, and the materials for this conference will be available in our investor relations website. Thank you, have a good weekend, and we'll see you the next quarter.